This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Kathmandu Valley, among other places in Nepal, sees sign of calm as curfew eases amid continuous dialogue for new government. U.S. senators urge for maintaining peace in Nepal through democratic process. And more than 2 million people evacuated from deadly floods in Pakistan. Now the news in detail. The Nepali army has partially relaxed the prohibitory order and curfew in Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur districts to ease the life of the general public, as talks continue on forming an interim government. The new measures outlined in an official army statement seek to protect lives and property while providing limited access to essentials. The prohibitory order bars public gatherings, strikes and non-essential movement from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. local time today, transitioning to a full curfew from 7 p.m. until 6 a.m. tomorrow. To ease hardship, shops for food and necessities will operate from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. with residents urged to shop in small groups to avoid crowds. Essential services are exempt, including healthcare, vehicles, ambulances, police and military operations, media and government institutions. Army troops are patrolling, checking vehicles and enforcing rules to restore order across the country. The senators of the United States Foreign Relations Committee have urged to maintain peace in Nepal. Issuing a statement about the recent political development in Nepal, Senators Jean Shaheen and Chris Van Hollen said the incidents of violence, loss of lives and arson that occurred in Nepal lately were not acceptable, and they extend deep condolences to the families of those killed during the recent protest, appealing for holding those involved in extreme suppression against the citizens to account. The senators noted Nepal has gained significant achievements during the last two decades of its democratic exercise. It is ever necessary to protect the achievements earned with substantial contributions of the citizens, stating that the peaceful, dynamic and full democratic Nepal is the shared concern of the people of Nepal, the United States and the region. The senators expressed their confidence that the government of Nepal would take tough measures to control corruption and fix institutional weaknesses to win the trust of the citizens. Daily life is gradually getting normal in Pokhara with Zensi protest calmed down. Vehicular movement has increased on the road since this morning. The market in Pokhara has also seen rising mobility of shoppers. Chief District Officer of Kaski, Rudra Devi Sharma, informed that the travel has been relaxed in the morning hours. The Nepal Insurance Authority, NIA, has instructed insurance companies to promptly and easily settle insurance claims arising from the difficult situation that emerged since the 8th of September. Director Kundan Sapkota said that NIA has urged the life insurance companies to facilitate the insurance claims in view of the adverse circumstances and irreparable damage that occurred in both public and private sectors and considering the damage to the assets of the insured and their difficulties. The authority has also requested insurance companies to provide on a weekly basis the details of insurance claims for damages caused by adverse situation. There has been a significant loss of life and property due to the demonstrations and vandalism on the 8th and 9th of September. Public buses have started operating their services from Gangabu-based new bus park from today. Public transport service was closed after the government issued prohibitory order and curfew in the aftermath of the Zensi protest that launched on September 8th, has been resumed gradually from today. Human Resources Chief of Lotse Multipurpose Private Limited, Pankaj Malla, said dozens of public vehicles have left Kathmandu Valley between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. today. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. A new video showing the young conservative American thinker and President Donald Trump's ally, Charlie Kirk, shooting suspect fleeing the scene, has been released by the FBI and Utah officials. In the clip, a figure runs across a room where the fatal shot was fired from and dropped several feet to the ground before running into a wooded area. Police also released a new images of a person of interest wearing a black T-shirt with a U.S. flag and Converse shoes. The manhunt for the gunman continues, with the FBI offering $100,000 for information. Authorities say they are gathering the evidence needed to pursue the death penalty for the suspect, a day after discovering a high-powered rifle nearby. Meanwhile, U.S. President J.D. Vance accompanied Kirk's body as it was flown back to Phoenix, Arizona. More than 2 million people have been evacuated in Pakistan's Punjab province as floods swept the country's eastern region. Another 150,000 have been evacuated in Sindh province, the National Disaster Management Chief Inam Haider Malik told reporters on Thursday, warning that the number may rise over the coming days. Monsoon rains have killed more than 900 people nationwide since late June, according to an update from the International Medical Corps on Friday. Climate change has worsened floods in Pakistan as heavy rains cause rivers to overflow. But critics also blame a lack of government investment in disaster mitigation, such as better alert system and infrastructure. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Kosi province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Lumbini province and Sudar Paschim province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi province, Gandaki province, Lumbini province and Sudar Paschim province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Kathmandu Valley and other places in the country see signs of calm as curfew eases amid continuous dialogue for new government. U.S. senators urge for maintaining peace in Nepal through democratic process, and more than 2 million people evacuated from deadly floods in Pakistan. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.